What's going on? Welcome back. I'm back again. Yesterday's episode turned out pretty good. It was a minor success, and I do mean minor league success. You know, I'm steady trying to grow my podcast, and I feel like it was a success yesterday, being it was my first episode, because I got a few people who actually tuned in and listened. You know, that's the hard part about doing something like this, is just getting people to take time to listen. Because, you know, there's so much entertainment going on in the world, so many things as far as internet wise, you know, it's just hard to hold people's attention long enough. But I appreciate everybody who tuned in, and hopefully you will continue. Opinions are not like assholes. That's what I decided to name my podcast, because I feel like that statement is so true. Because, you know, like it's always been said, you can have as many opinions as you like, but you're only going to have one asshole. You know, a lot of times people like to try to discredit your opinion when you have one about a certain topic, saying, oh, everybody got opinion just like everybody got asshole. But, you know, we don't have the same asshole. So why should we have the same opinion? But you know, I always like to tell people, never let somebody devalue your thoughts or your opinion, because they're your own and they have value to you if they don't have value to nobody else. You know, a lot of people like to try to shut you down when you debating them on a certain topic. But you know, you got to stand strong to what you believe in, and you know, everything not going to always be a fact. You just might have a feeling about some a certain way, and that's your opinion. I have an opinion about everything. That's why I try to stay current on what's going on around the world. You know, going from site to site, trying to see what's happening, like what's going on in California with the wildfires, what's going on in Puerto Rico with the power outage and people not having the basic necessities. You know, and as well as what's going on between the United States and North Korea. You know, I hope it don't come down to a war or something, but you never know with this retarded ass president we got. You know, I never thought I'd live to see the day where the office of the presidency, you know, bar was lowered so low. You know, it seemed like anybody can be president. You know, I know they used to tell boys and girls that in elementary school, you know, you work hard and you study and one day you can be president. You know, I used to sit there like, yeah, right. But shit, ever since Donald Trump became president, shit, anybody can be president. You ain't even got to work hard, shit. You just got to be in the right place at the right time and get enough retarded ass people to vote for you. And you can be the next president of the United States of America. It seems like the bar been lowered so far now that you can be sitting at home in your drawers watching Matlock and somebody knock on your door and say, hey man, you want to be president? And you be like, hell yeah, what you need me to do? And they'd be like, shit, just show up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. You know, I don't have no experience what I need to do. Hell, just say some racial shit and tell them you're going to make America great again. You'll be all right. Okay, bet. Have y'all ever noticed the world leaders are some of the ugliest motherfuckers on the planet? Look at Trump. Look at that little short motherfucker over in North Korea. Shit, Queen Elizabeth ain't no damn beauty queen either. Bitch hole her nose like the castle stank like hell. Prince Charles don't even want to take a picture with her ugly ass. If it was me, I'd be like, mama, fix your face. We about to be on People Magazine. Prince Harry, go get your grandmama a laxative. She looked like she constipated. Kneeling in protest during the national anthem doesn't seem like it's going to be going out the headlines anytime soon. I was listening to a few people on TV the other day trying to explain that the protest is not about the flag or about the soldiers in the U.S. military. It's about bringing awareness to police brutality. You know, it's time to stop explaining what the protests mean, because they know what it means. Just like when we say Black Lives Matter, we're not talking about white lives. Doesn't matter. You know, making all these examples and analogies trying to get people to understand is meaningless, because they really do understand. They just trying to avoid the issue. You know, we need to stop acting like white people and black people didn't take the same reading comprehension portion of the standardized test in high school and middle school and even elementary school. You know, they know how analogies work. They got it the first time. They just don't care. I may be doing all the talking, but I'm always down to listen. Hit me up. Give me some feedback. Your opinion matter. If you agree or disagree, it's all good. It's not about what you think. To me, it's more about how you think. You can hit me up at hodge5637@gmail.com. That's H-O-D-G-E 5637@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Facebook at Main Hodge, one word. If you have a topic you want to discuss, you want to debate, or just want to holler, just hit me up. No topic is too big or too small. Your opinion always matters. Like I say, opinions are not like assholes. You get to have as many opinions as you like. But you only get one asshole. I'm going to keep it short because it's the weekend and I'm ready to get out and enjoy it. I hope everybody have a good weekend, and I want to thank everybody for their support. Keep tuning in. I got a lot of great things coming soon, as well as guests and call-ins. And remember, don't let someone devalue your opinion just because it's unpopular or they disagree. Opinions are not like assholes. Yeah, everybody has one, but they don't have the same one. And besides, you only get one asshole. You can have as many opinions as you like.